You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go to Justin, who's down the Jersey Shore. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, Gio. How you doing? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
So, earlier, Pat Doyle was talking about doing an oil check, and it reminded me of this video that I saw where this big German shepherd was attacking a little dog in a park. Mm. Everyone was trying to pull him off, and they couldn't. This guy comes out of the crowd, like a hero, quite frankly, and he just starts oil checking the German shepherd, like, very vigorously.
Wow.
Trying to get it to release its bite on the dog. So I was wondering, had you seen that video? And two, would you be willing to oil check a German shepherd to save a stranger's dog?
Justin, great question. Really is a great question. By the way, that Pulse of the People War looks like an oil check, doesn't it? I was just thinking that during the call. All right, couple of things here. One, it wouldn't be my first thought. It wouldn't be my 10th thought to oil check that dog. And the oil check earlier, what he was talking about was a thumb in a unfortunate situation. You could probably figure it out. Thumb towards the rear is what the oil check was. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and Pat Doyle claimed he's done that.
He was doing that as a goalie in soccer. If someone got in his face, he would oil check him. Now, when I hear that, because my first instinct is to like rip the dog away, kick the dog, grab the dog. If someone's first instinct is to go into oil check that dog, that's a pervert who saw an opportunity. That's what that is. That's a sicko. That's a sicko who's like, I can do this now and get away with it. That's what I think.
You know, my thing is the first thing that I would do, because I've actually been in this situation many, many years ago.
Okay.
I would take my fist and I would... And I punched the dog on the side of the head and the ear.
Okay.
And the dog released.
Okay. All right.
And then it looked at me and...
And said, are you ready to go?
And quite frankly, he just, you know, he whined. Like, I think I really just kind of knocked him out.
How many times you get fisted?
What was the circumstance here? I mean, obviously, it had to be very serious.
It was
serious.
It was... Trying to think the dog type it was. It was a large dog. It was not a German Shepherd. It was, God.
Okay, what's a big dog?
Yeah, like on a little, like, poodle or something. I forget what it was. I was in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and you had to do something about it.
And I punched the dog on the side of the head. Mm. And the dog was stunned.
Yeah, and let go. Because it would have killed that other dog if you hadn't done that.
And then some people call 911.
And you're watching this happen?
I am.
A dog is biting another dog and a man in a field.
That could have been me, Al.
And you're watching this happen?
Yes.
All right. I have them on the way.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Why were you whispering?
Okay. What was that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
Were you crying?
No, I was living in an apartment. I don't know if I was so sensitive to next door neighbors that I was talking low, but it was light of day, so it wasn't like it was so early in the morning that it was still dark out. I don't know what that was.
I mean, he's either crying or laughing. It's one of the two.
I think you're crying, actually.
I don't recall crying or laughing, so I don't know what that
so
was.
So weird.
It was very, very strange to hear back.
Because, like, when you say, like, okay, like, it's almost like you'd laugh, like, oh, they got the police on the way for this silly thing. Like okay, you know, okay. Thanks. But it sounds more like you're upset, like, okay, thank you. So weird.
It's almost like you're having a mental episode.
It does. I mean, it kind of
sounds like.
911, where is the emergency?
It's in Matawan, New Jersey, by the YMCA.
Okay, what's the address?
I don't know. I'm at... Yeah, it's behind that. There's a YMCA. There's a baseball field right behind it.
Okay.
It's on the baseball field.
Okay.
A man was walking his dog, and another dog attacked his dog. And he's now fighting the dogs, like punching them, kicking them. The dogs are attacking him, like it's a crazy scene out here. And the man is screaming by himself.
What's your name?
My name is Al Duke, D-U-K-E-S.
And a phone number for you? Okay, there's a dog attacking a man.
There's two dogs attacking each other. And the man is trying to break them up. He's punching and kicking the dogs, and the dog, one dog, is attacking him, and he is screaming like he's been bit, and he's holding his arm, and he's screaming, and he's going over there and still trying to break the dogs up, but it's two very dangerous dogs, so.
And you're watching this happen?
I am, because I heard him screaming. I'm looking right out my window, faces the field. The two dogs are still going at it. It's dangerous. The man is wandering around the field, screaming.
What's he wearing?
He's in a hooded jacket, all dark clothing.
You like do a play-by-play, Al.
two very dangerous
and
dogs.
And she is typing away like a madman.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, what's happening now?
Now there's another man come running up to try to break up the dogs as well. This guy does not look like he should be breaking up the dogs, but he looks older.
He doesn't look like he should be doing.
So now there's two men. It's like a German Shepherd and a pit bull. Like, oh, now the other guy kicked the dog.
Man, I mean, you are doing play-by-play. It's unbelievable.
I forgot how good this whole thing was.
Yes.
All right. I have them on the way.
Okay.
All right.
That is a top three, maybe even top moment in Boomer and Geo show history. When we found that the first time, that is so good. And the first time it was played was obviously we were just completely beside ourselves in laughter. And I had forgotten it was that good.
That was a private conversation. I don't know why that gets out there.
There's a dog and a man. There's another man. He should not be out there. He looks like an older man. Ooh, now they're really going at it.
And you're watching this happen.
And you're watching this happen. What's he wearing? What are they doing now?
Oh,
it's amazing. God, that's so good. I mean, and just because of the oil check this morning led us back to this amazing moment on a Feel Good Friday.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen when you walk into the studio.
Full circle.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.